Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He spoke, stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently on him. And he said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Gospel of the Lord. I love mankind, but it's that neighbor of mine down the street with the barking dogs I can't stand. It's my brother-in-law, who is a sarcastic person I can't stand, but it's all those terrorists that I'd like to put them on an island, let them rot to death there. But, did God use a but when he said, "God so loved the world"? He didn't use a but at all. He included the Hitlers, he included the Mussolinis, he included the Khomeini, he included those terrorists that I put out on the island rotting to death. He included all these people. He didn't use a but, he embraced them all. And not only did he include them, but God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son to bring them back to the fold, bring them back from their wayward ways, and to redeem them once again back in the fold. Yes, there were no buts in God's plan. He loved all people. And then God so loved the world that we hear Christ saying in the gospel today that "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me, he has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bring liberty to the captives, freedom to the prisoners, a year of favor, to bring the goodness to all these people, even those that I don't like, I hate, even those that push aside." God did not push them aside. He embraced them all and called them to change their ways. There is a man who is a living example of loving your neighbor, even though your neighbor is an enemy. His name is Monsignor Hugh O'Farrell. And during the Second World War, he was one of the high-ranking people in the Curia in the Vatican. But he was also instrumental in freeing up over 6,000 Jews and even other people, of getting them out of Rome and saving their lives. And he did it very cleverly. There was an officer, one of Hitler's people, by the name of Herbert Kappler. Herbert Kappler had targeted O'Flaherty for what O'Flaherty was doing. He sent his men out to capture him, but O'Flaherty was always one step ahead. He changed his clothes into a street worker, another time into a bum. One time he dressed up like a nun, always trying to bring the people out to freedom. And he saved the lives of many, many people. And then after the war, Kappler was accused and convicted and imprisoned for a lifetime for the crimes that he committed. He didn't. He was in prison for all those years, and he never received visitors except one person, and that was Hugh O'Flaherty, the man that he was trying to capture and execute. O'Flaherty came back and visited him in prison, and month after month, he visited Kapler. In 1959, he baptized Kapler as a Catholic. The man who was hated by many, the man who would want to kill Kapler, to kill O'Flaherty, was baptized by O'Flaherty to be a Catholic. And so we must reflect back into our own lives. When I pray that I love mankind, am I including a buck in my prayer? Are you being a buck in your prayer?